Tell me about today. Two victories in 2 days. How does that feel?
It's overwhelming. I'm not sure it's like fully sunk in yet, but today was kind of the day I've had my eyes on for honestly many, many months, if not the whole summer. Davos is a really good course for me, and growing up at altitude, I feel very comfortable here. And I've had really good success here before, so, and 10K is more my specialty, so I definitely had a lot more expectations on today. And then after yesterday, I mean, it was a great day, but it was a long day, and it was hard to like come down from. So I can't say I had the best recovery last night. So I was just hoping that I could just, you know, ride the high and not worry, not stress about the fact that it wasn't maybe my best night of sleep ever. Yeah, so I just tried to focus on like just really strong skiing and relax because it's that type of a course. It's just not super steep, but like just a long time of just grinding away. So it's kind of finding that like magic pace that you can just kind of keep up for a long grind. So I just really focused on that. And let's see, probably like, I don't know, pretty early on my first split, I realized that like the pace I was going was good enough to win if I could just maintain it. And so I just tried to keep focusing on that strong skiing. And then probably with like 3K to go, I got a split that someone that had started behind me was only 10 seconds back at the 5K mark. And that made me a little nervous. I was like a little close for comfort. And the course kind of grinds uphill for 3K and then has gradual downhill for 2K back to the stadium. And that's not my forte. So I really had to like focus and double down and try to make sure that I wasn't losing any time on the downhill back to the stadium. And then, yeah, I crossed the line and Haley was sitting there in the leader's chair. So I was like, wow, she must have had a good race too. And then I sat down in the chair and actually looked at the results and was like, oh my gosh, she's going to be on the podium too. This is just an absolute insane day. I can't think of anything better. So yeah, it was perfect. Just really the cherry on top of an incredible weekend.
How does it feel to share the podium with a teammate?
I mean, that's honestly the dream. I wish we could do that every day. And you know, Haley and I are on the same club team, so you know, we've really been pushing each other all summer. And you know, when I crossed the line, she's like, I'm so glad to know that like you're winning by this much, because then I don't feel as bad about like getting beat by you in the summer. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You were the one that was like keeping me honest all summer. Like I was like, man, I can't take anything for granted. These youngins are coming. So it's just like, you know, goes to show you how much like that kind of team effort can really lift people to new heights. So it's really cool.
Totally. And so, momentum going forward, how are you feeling, looking to next weekend and beyond?
Yeah, that's what's been just the crazy part, because you know, I didn't even decide I was coming here until like 2 days before I got on a plane to fly here, just because, you know, everything's crazy and I'm scared of the world, and it's just scary traveling and stuff. And so it's just been really honestly a day by day situation and just trying to figure things out. And so, you know, after last week or Ruka, when we had like, you know, a full weekend and things happened, I was like, okay, well, races are happening, so it's time to like, you know, think a little bigger. And then, so I've been trying to like make more of a season plan now, but you know, things are still changing all the time. They just change the races for after the tour. And so, yeah, so I'm still working on my plan. But definitely, yeah, I know I'm skiing well now, so I would like to try and you know, stay over here and make the most of what seems to be good fitness. So yeah, I think I'll definitely be racing again sometime soon. I'm not sure exactly. Great, great weekend, great support, and yeah, it's been overwhelming to hear from everyone back home. And yeah, I hope that we are providing a little bit of a distraction every weekend from the craziness that's the world, and little something to cheer for.